Madam, say lessons from the late Parshas Bo. The Torah in Sefer Bereishis, of course, has a famous line of Maisa Ovo Sima Labanim. And we take great pride in learning so much from the Avos and the greatness of the Avos, but also in a very important way, and I'm saying this with a grain of salt, the failings of the Avos. We get when they fall and they get up, and that's why the Torah has Maisa Ovo Sima Labanim. It tells us all the stories, not just the great ones. And oftentimes when we hear about, and I use air quotes on this one, but when we talk about, you know, the Gedolim of the time, you only hear the great things about them. The article books are, you know, only written, they only put the sections in that sound good. You know, that this Gadol, it wasn't that great. It was 9 years old when he finished Shas, and he wrote his first Sefer at 17. But, you know, and then you look at your son, and you say, who am I? I can't do that. But I think that our parshos, as funny as it sounds, certainly say for Shemos, but maybe you could argue all the parshos, are the ultimate Maisa Ovo Simon Labanim for Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is one of the most unbelievable successful leadership stories when seemingly it's one of the worst setups for a leader I would ever think. And today, as I said, there's going to be a little different lesson today. I don't know if I've ever done this before. We're going all Sfardi. All the Perushim were Svardi today. Schos Yogan Eleini. And Ben Parat Yosef. What? That's the reason. I was just going to get to it. Not Betty White, but yes, the Baba Sali is your site. I don't have a Baba Sali board, but close enough. Ben Ishchai will quote, and the Chida. And I do think that these lessons are so important in defining what a true Jewish leader is. I think it's Rabbi Fran who quotes, I think it's Rav Shimon Shkup who says this. You know, we say at a, I know he's not sorry, but this is not part of Lessons from the Life. This is just a side part. At a bris, we scream out, Zek katon gadol yiyah. This is a little baby, you should become a gadol. So the question is, what does it mean you should become a gadol? Does it mean he should become 13 years old, right? Because a gadol is used, right? Oh, he's a gadol, mazel tov, he became a gadol, you know? Or a gadol be Yisrael. So how do you have both of those terms? So my friend explains this idea of what true godless is. What happens when you're 13 years old? So hopefully, nothing really changes in your life. I remember when my rabbi at the time, I went to his house, Rabbi Billet, this was not a successful teaching lesson. He wanted to explain to me that what happens magically when you're 13 years old, nothing changes about you. He says, let me ask you something. The pants you're wearing, are those new pants? I'm like, yeah, they are. How'd you know that? He says, okay, fine. No, not that. Your shirt, is it a new shirt? I go, yeah, it's a new shirt. He goes, okay, this isn't going well. You know, are your socks new? I go, no. Nothing's new about yourself. What changes? So what godless means is imo anochi batzara. Moshe Rabbeinu is introduced onto the scene with, he feels bad. He could be sitting in the palace and everything could be awesome for him. Maybe he even will be the next leader of Egypt. I don't know what would happen. Would it happen? Paro seems to like him. And he can't stand the fact that Jews aren't being treated well. That's a true gadol. And we hear real stories about gadolim. We hear how they were imo anochi batzara, as the Rabbono Shalom is. And in our parasha, right in the beginning, we see something very fascinating. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, bo el paro, go again. Seven makos now. Now we're, you know, bo, one of my kids, I forgot which one of my kids, had that famous word. Bo, how do you know how many makos are in bo? Right. 2 + 1 = 3 makos. Vayomer bo el paro, ki ani hechbadati et libo ve'et lev avadav. So now, we have a problem. Because the Pasuk basically says, go to Paro, warn him again, but key, because I have, I think as probably art school will say, come to Paro, for I have made his heart hard. So it should be, don't go to Paro. What are you wasting your time for? You've gone to him 6 times. Nothing works with this guy. And Hashem admits, because I hardened his heart. And there's a whole, of course, drish of achira, not for an hour. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik has in his sefer what it means. He quotes Rav Sajigon. What does hardening of the heart mean? It was for his benefit, because he would have been upset if he let the Jews go, which normally is what would have happened. He had to get to the point where, okay, now I'm going to let the, even though in our own parsha, the Mitzrim themselves say, stop, Paro, enough already. Let these people go. I can't take this anymore. So what does the word ki mean? It doesn't make sense. So the chida, the gorgeous chida, Harav Azulai says beautifully, it's a very interesting story about him. He lived in Yerushalayim, Yerkochenu, and he moved because I think when he was writing, he has a mirrored amount of svarim. It's unbelievable the amount of svarim he has. I think he was in the middle of writing a sefer. He died, and hundreds of years later, 150 years later, I think it was Rav Unterman brought his body back to be buried on Har HaMenuchos. And the chida says something very, very beautiful. The chida says that ki does not always mean because. Sometimes the word ki means af al pi. So if you read the pasuk like that, it says Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, bo el paro, ki af al pi sheni ichbarti le paro. You're going to come to me with a taina and you're going to say, Moshe Rabbeinu, remember I told you I need a aral sevasayim? Do you remember I told you I didn't want to do this? I told you I didn't want to do this. So, look, I'm right. Back in Shemos, the last few words of Shemos. What does he say? Moshe Rabbeinu says, fine, the whole snap. Remember I said I didn't want to do it? I told you I didn't want to do it? Now I did it. Now I come to lead Klal Yisrael. Umi az bata el paro, from when I went to paro, l'daber b'shimcha hara ala mazah, everything's only got worse. Beis HaLevi beautifully says that ma'az was didn't have the amunah he should have had. And he was mechaper with the words az yoshir. We don't always get the situation. Things only got worse. The raya the chida brings, for example, in Tehillim, it says in Mem Aleph, Pasuk Hey, it says, Ani amarti Hashem chaneni rifaeni v'nafshi ki chatasi lecha. How can that mean? Right? Because I sin, that's why Hashem, you should have mercy on me? No. Af al pi, even though I have sinned, you're one of mercy. So if we read it like the Chida says, what is it saying? Hashem says to him, I'm going to teach you a lesson in leadership. Even when you think things are so tough, and the going gets tough and things seem to be impossible, and I gave you this mission which appears to be impossible, and things only got worse from when you took over, and even though Hashem does oisoisumoisim and everything is amazing and dams fardeh akinim, this guy still doesn't listen. Because you, even though, I'm telling you, I made his hard-hearted. It's not going to happen. But there's a process that I'm asking you to do. It's a process. And excuse me for saying this, you're going to fail. Maka number 7, you're going to fail. 8, fail. 9, fail. 10, then finally we're going to let you out. That's a leader. That's a lesson. That's a Maisa Ovo Sima Labanim. Maisa Moshe Sima Labanim, if you will. Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us the ultimate lesson of leadership. We think leaders are, the biggest Gedolim, Ze Gadol, that's what a Gadol's. No! The person who has to struggle through 10 Makas, through the Jews saying, what are you doing here? How are you helping me? When your brother Aaron took over, it wasn't as bad. This is crazy what you're doing to us. Great. Oysos Amoysim, Yishkoyach. How's it helping us? And imagine Moshe going time and time again and saying the only reason why Paro's not letting us in Mitzrayim is because of you, Hashem. Because you've hardened his heart. Af al pichein, Rabbeinu Shalom says to him, I know, I get it. But that's what's becoming a true leader is. It's a story about believing in yourself. Something that we have a big problem with in life. We don't believe in ourselves. We make excuses for ourselves. And we say, well, I need aral svasayim. I need ADHD. I need LD. I need this. I need that. Don't make excuses for yourself. Look at the lesson of Moshe Rabbeinu. When does Moshe Rabbeinu become the leader of Klal Yisrael? When does all these oisos and moisim happen? What is his age? How old is he? 80 years old! You're not 80 yet. I'm still thinking about this question. I think I said it on Friday in Lessons from the Lake. I had a great, I don't know why I had this, all of a sudden I liked the yeshiva. I felt bad. I always feel bad for Rav Mo. He was trying to get a panel of rabbis to tell their story and ask questions. And it was actually a great session. I said to Rav Mo, I'll go, I'll do it. And one guy asked a question. In the question, I felt the pain. It's very, very difficult, but such a great question. He said, what do you recommend we do for someone who doesn't love Judaism? I got no love. So if you asked me the question, I'd be a little bit more concerned. But he's been here for how many months? You know? And Rav Mo gave a gorgeous answer. I really thought it was a beautiful answer. He said, you don't understand what love is. Right? You watch the movies. That's your love. We're in Shovim now. Right? Something you should curtail. Right? And I'm sorry to, you know, we spoke about this a few weeks ago, and I'm sorry to bring it up again. You watch porn, you think that's true love. What I see in that, or even in a movie that's not so well-rated. It's not a Disney movie. You say, that's love. Even a Disney movie, that's love. And then a person gets married and says, that's not love. If you ask most men, not me, of course, but most men, you know, what would you rather be doing now? You know, go home with your kids on a Sunday and play with your kids and have a good time, you know, or go to your buddy's house and watch the game. Oh, so that must show I love football, but I don't love my family. No. Love is much different. My answer was, you're very lucky. You're 18 years old. You're not my age. You're not my age yet. Guess what? Love is something you have to work on. Moshe Rabbeinu was being taught this lesson, I believe, because Hashem is saying to him, I'm teaching you a lesson for generations. You want to be great? You got to work on it. And guess what? I got a big word for you. It's called fail. You're going to fail a lot. But you're going to fall a lot, but Hashem always picks up those that fall. And that's the ultimate lesson over here. Let's go back to last week's parsha, and I apologize. This is when we bring up the Benish Chai, Schus Yodin Eleni, of Yosef Chaim, of Baghdad, brings it out. Such a beautiful idea. And he says the following. I think I quoted it last week, but it really bears speaking again to understand who Moshe Rabbeinu is. Ani Aral Svasayim. What does that mean? So if we take it on the surface value, Moshe Rabbeinu was talking about a real speech impediment. Literally, he could not speak appropriately. He had a stutter. I'm sure we've all been around somebody that has a stutter, and sometimes it's difficult. It's difficult. I was at a wedding last week, and the waiter had a stutter, and it was hard. He was trying to explain what the main dishes are, and you're like, The Rosh Hashanah says, no, I pick you. Dafka because you have the stutter. Says, the Aderes Eliyahu Rav Yosef Chaim says, for this we can understand why Hashem chose him. Because Hashem told him something very, very interesting. Hashem told him that you will be the leader. Because it was Yadua to Yisrael. Yosef had told them that Yosef had told their parents or their grandparents or wherever it was that there's going to be a Jew that's going to come out of Mitzrayim and he's going to be your leader. And let me teach you how I know he's going to be your leader. He's going to say the words, Pakod Pakadati. Shem is going to redeem you. Yes, I know. It says in Sefer Bereishis, you're going to be redeemed. But he's going to be that guy. I am going to be, he's going to release you. Don't worry about it. So comes along the Ben Ish Chai and he says, it's no offense, but it doesn't make any sense. Right? Every Jew in Mitzrayim heard from their parents or their grandparents or from themselves, Yosef HaTzadik say, Pakod Pakadati.
So you don't think one Jew's going to get up and say, okay, I'm the leader of the Jewish people. I'll go Bakadati. She's going, woo, there's the magic thing. Said the Ben Ish Chai, what happened? Comes the guy who can't get a word out. He doesn't know how to speak. And all of a sudden he says, you know, Sally sells, right? Sells seashells by the seashore, whatever. Yeah, perfectly. He says the word Pakot Pakadati, and everybody's like, wait a minute. He was just stuttering, and he said Pakot Pakadati perfectly. That's divine. That's the leader. And they understood now what Yosef was saying. Somebody's going to come and we're going to know so well that he's the leader. Yes, Dafka the stutterer. That guy. That's Pakot Pakadati. It's Dafka, that guy that changed everything. That changed the course of history for who we are. It's an amazing idea. This week brought up a very difficult parsha for all Jews. And I'm going to speak about it and not speak about it. Because it's koevli. It hurts me. And I'm not going to speak about the incident with the infamous Chaim Wilder, and so much to discuss about it. We'll discuss it privately when I turn off the recording. But one thing has to be spoken about. It's the fact that he committed suicide. And that what should come to the foreplay is a very difficult situation in the world, that people commit suicide. And yes, there are people, Nebuch Lo Aleinu, that are sick. And this is a very sad result. And there's nothing sometimes that can be done. But some of it is this specific case, this person who copped out and unfortunately may have showed many children that this is the, you know, when things are tough, okay, this is what you do. Just give up. Moshe Rabbeinu said, we don't give up. I believe in you. He's the greatest example and worst example of what we would call in our society a leader. This guy's not going to be a leader. Look at him. He's got nothing going for him. He's got everything going for him. Because he feels the tzara of Klal Yisrael. He listens to Hashem, even though afal pi chein, hechbadati lev paro. And he keeps going at it. And afilu she'aral svasayim. Look what he becomes. We sometimes think of people and say, you know what, look, just quit. Let him quit. True gadol never quits. We look at the amazing story of Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel at this chus of meeting. And Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel was shaking and shaking. He had horrible Parkinson's, and he could have just said, okay, I'm not giving shiur anymore. It's embarrassing to me. Which people do, and I get it. I remember when it was Enzio Swakolo, and they asked him questions, and he was there in his heart because he was shaking all the time. But he was so focused. Somebody asked him, not related to Parkinson's, somebody asked him this question. I thought it was such a good question. I heard you went to Ida Crown. How did you become a gadol in spite of that? Like that, he asked him. So it wasn't a charedi guy. This guy went to Enzio Swakolo. He said, in spite of that, it's because I went to Ida Crown. Everyone's like, whoa. He said, every experience the Rabbeinu Shalom gives you, it's because of that experience you become great. Not in spite of the fact, because of that. I was like enamored by that. Hashem gave me this illness to become a great gadol. Rebbe Meir of Aaron Salvechik. Satsal says, I don't remember him the way my father remembered him. He used to be a fire and brimstone cheer. When I had Rav Aaron, his left side of his body was paralyzed. He would shake uncontrollably. But I have to tell you guys an amazing story of leadership. When Rav Aaron would start shiur, I can't explain this to you. He would start shiur. The shaking would go away. He would shake a little bit, but not as much. And it was as if he was the old Rav Aaron. The fire in his shiur. And the moment he finished shiur, usually 2 and something hours later, all of a sudden he would start shaking again, and you would hear him, oi. He was in so much pain, but not while I was teaching Torah. It was remarkable. That's a leader.
Hashem gave me the situation. Let's move on. Let's go. I just am so bothered by people who think that because of what Hashem... Key. No, afal pi chen is what you should be saying. Say the words not because of, but afal pi, even though Hashem put me in the situation, that's who I'm going to become. The reason why Rav Mo did this thing last week is he wanted to show people we all came from where you came from. This one went to Hafter, and this one went to Frisch, and this one went to Hank. Guess what? One became a Rosh Hashiva, one became the director of programming, and okay, the other. Stop it. Stop saying to yourself, well, it's not my fault. I haven't learned Gemara 12 years that ever taught me how to learn Gemara. Person's embarrassed. First day, you know, his rabbi puts him in a Mar Makomah sheet. He gives him a Mar Makomah sheet, and he looks at the Mar Makomah sheet, and he says, Rashash? What the heck is that? I'm in Shir Bet. How do I not know what a Rashash is? You know? Shailos Hachuvas, a rush. I thought that was the guy in the back of the gun. He wrote Shailos Hachuvas? Oh my God, I'm so stupid. No. Never use that word. The S word is mamish ulcer in our house. Moshe Rabbeinu taught us the greatest lesson of leadership. What a true leader is. Imor Neshi Batsara. Even though this is who I am. Ani Yerav Svasai made me into a better person. That's who the true leader will come from. We have to understand that Hashem puts us in the situation we are. Hashem made you who you are because He wants you to be a great person. And it's through those talents you'll become great. But you have to believe in yourself. And the greatest lesson is the greatest leader that ever lived. Wow. Everybody's faces is different. Our deos are different. We're all created different. We were born in the same mold as the Jewish nation, but it's wonderful. It's a beautiful orchestra. So Soloveitchik says, of us playing different instruments, we all have different tafkidim in life, and we should be zeicha to find our parachute, find what our color is, find who we are supposed to be. What is our flag? And work on it hard. And realize that success only comes through the working hard. We should be zeicha to this, understanding this message and make us into great people and fulfilling Hashem's task that He has for each of us. And with that, be zeicha to see the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi Meher V'Yameinu. Amen.